I'm stuck in the chicken coop. Oh, man.
Entertaining, are you?
This is fantastic.
Uh-huh. There's a latch there so that it doesn't lock on me.
Hey, this is Jared.
Hey, friends. This is Annette, and this is our Azure Farm podcast, where we're going to talk about all things farm, family, home, and all things in between. We hope you enjoy it. Hello, everybody. We are here to talk to you. I can't even speak today. To talk to you about a fun story that we experienced last week.
Here we go.
We did something that we never, and by never, I mean never do.
We left the house.
We went together. Out of town. We went out of town. It's, you know, it is a little challenging sometimes when you have a farm and animals and just life in general, quite honestly, to go out of town. It's not impossible. There's definitely ways to do it, but we were out of town last weekend, and it takes a lot of preparation to do so. I had to, you know, ensure the animals had all their waters good to go. There was water heaters in case it froze. There was extra hay. There was all this. And on top of that, I did a detailed video, which I looked, I'm sure, crazy, kind friend that was going to come to check on everyone. All these videos, like, but honestly, videos are helpful. It gives a visual, shows where everything is. So I had everything planned out. Basically, if she would have not come, I mean, granted, we left Friday afternoon. We came back Sunday afternoon. So really, it was just Saturday that someone needed to check on him. And honestly, if she would have not checked on him, they should have been fine. Everyone was very well equipped with all the things, all the treats, so much so that I maybe am a little out of control, to where I hadn't even packed my own things and we had to leave by a certain time and I was still out there. Jared was like, "Are you ready?" And I'm like, "No, I'm doing stuff for the animals." And he was kind of looking at me like, have grass, lady.
Yeah, I did feel that way. And it's like, at some point, it's like, man, this is more work than just going out of town. Let's just stay here.
I mean, I agree. But anyways, so success. We go out of town. It's good. We stopped in Chattanooga, which is on the way. It's about an hour from us. We ate lunch. Ava loved her noodles. It's a good time. And
so we're an hour into our trip.
Or two. It was like 4 hours away.
No, I know.
And it's like getting an hour before dark, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. And the excitement begins when my dad just casually calls me. He actually didn't even really call me to tell. He just was calling me to say something. And then he says, "Hey, by the way, I think I saw some of your donkeys in my yard."
Yeah, very casual. Oh.
And my instant thought is, hold the phone. Wait up. I'm sorry, which donkeys? What? No, first of all, there should be no donkeys in your yard.
Zero. Okay.
Second of all, which donkeys? I'm not sure. I'm like, was it an all-white donkey or was it white with spots? Well, I think it was all white, but I'm not sure. But they were very happy eating my grass. Very happy. My dad's like, so I just made sure my front gate was closed and they should be fine. They're just running around. And then all of a sudden, like, the thoughts in my head of, oh no, like, you've got to be kidding. I do all these things and now someone's out. So I guess in my head I'm thinking, okay, if it's Buddy and Chili, the boy donkeys that are in the back pasture, okay, fine. I mean, it's not ideal. What can they do? If it's the girl donkeys, that means I left the gate open where all the animals are, which means
the whole circus,
everyone's out. And then I'm like, what is the worst case? And Jared's like, well, it's not that bad. He's like, wait, hold on. Are they going to eat my blueberry bushes? And then Jared got like a little concerned. Well, hold up.
Are they going to mess up the grass?
Are the goats going to go in the blueberries and are they going to mess up the grass? And I'm like, oh no. I'm just thinking
I love me some grass.
I'm just thinking like, okay, the next day there was someone coming to check on them. If the front gate, if the gate is closed, you know, our property and my parents' property is completely fenced all the way around. So the likelihood of someone really getting out to the road is somewhat unlikely unless they really tried. So I'm like, okay, like, do I need to, like, But then I'm like, I can't do this. What if they're all like, they're not safe, they're not, you know, all these things. And then it's just the panic of, you're out of town and who do you call? Because the other half of our family was going out of town with us, so I can't call them. And then my mom had leg surgery. Can't call her. And my dad had leg surgery a few years back, and I don't trust him chasing after donkeys. Like, he might be able to go close a gate, but there is no way. My poor dad, like, I could only envision what would happen if he tries to chase donkeys. So I was like, well, I only have literally one person, and we live somewhat in the middle of nowhere. So there's so many logistics. I got one person I can call. And I was like, I'm gonna call Zane. And Zane's our cousin. They have farm animals. Zane knows about animals. Zane is very capable. You know, he's been to our house all the time. Like, he knows where everybody, you know, whatever.
He can wrangle.
So I call Zane and I'm like, I am so sorry. It's almost dark. I know you have two babies at home. Like, is there any way you can drive to our house and see what is going on? And he instantly was like, sure, absolutely, I'll go over there. Like, dropped everything, went over there. Which, you know what, I'm extremely grateful that we have someone we can do that with. And we would do it for him, too. But, you know, in a moment of panic. So I said, so when you get there, call me and let me know. Because not only, Jared and I, not only is it, hey, put him back in and close the gate. It's, where do you put him back in? Which gate are you opening and closing?
Did you already count the gates?
Oh, no. Okay. Then Nutmeg is our horse that has been injured. She's in a separate area. So it's a hot mess. All of a sudden, Jared and I were driving, and Zane says, I got it. I'll call you. And Jared and I start to count. And there are...
Because he's like, we'll put it in the side gate. I'm like, what's the side gate?
He said...
How many gates do we have?
Yeah, he was like, you want him in the front gate or the side, through the side gate? And I'm thinking, oh dear. So we started counting our gates.
Uh-huh.
And how many did we come to?
18.
We think there's 18 gates.
No, we don't have 10,000 acres.
Y'all, this is on 10... No, well, because we live on like 5 acres, but the property next door is about 5 acres. So it's not that much land, people.
Oh, there's more.
No, there's not.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you didn't count the back.
There's more.
That's two.
We got 20 gates.
So...
We're out of control.
Oh, I forgot about that. That's terrible. So... Zane calls me, and at this point, I still don't know which animals are out. He calls me, and he says, oh, yeah, it was everybody. He's like, goats, alpacas, donkeys, they're all out. And he said, I got them. Don't worry. I got them all. I got them all back in. I got them in the right place. The horse is fine. Everybody's fine. And I'm like, oh, like, thank you. Like, thank you, right? So all that is resolved. We are so grateful. And then... like 30 minutes later, I forgot to call my dad and say, hey, just so you know, Zane's going to come over and whatever. My dad calls me, hey, I went over to your house. And I'm thinking, oh no, because
bum, 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 bum.
My dad tends to leave gates open, which is the opposite of what we were trying to accomplish in this mission. He's like, I just went to go look. He said, but I didn't see any animals out. It looked like they were all fine. He said, and then I went into the back, into your barn, and you got those old doors. And I'm thinking, oh no, because it's these new old barn doors that we installed, these old antique doors we installed in our barn. He said, the second I opened them, the donkeys in the back started running out towards me into the barn. And he's like, but don't worry. I lured them back in with food and closed them. So after Zane had gotten everyone back, my dad went and let Buddy and Chili out and thankfully got them back and closed them. And guess what? When we came back on Sunday, everyone was alive and in the right pasture. They were fine.
A lot of manure around the yard.
But then Jared's grass, y'all. Jared's beautiful, had donkey poop, very obvious, alpaca poop, very obvious, and goat pellets.
Yep, they did not get a license to do that either.
And the fun part is, it is all over in strategic spots where they were having a party around the property. Like, ooh, let's go up there, let's see what's there. Ooh, this looks ooh, fun. This ooh, looks what's good. This corner?
And
they
right
were
here.
They were literally... all over the place. But the blueberries, okay.
They're okay.
Garden, okay.
That's right.
everyone's fine. So yeah, oh man, you know, sometimes you just have to be, I guess, prepared for the unexpected and prepared, like, how are you going to handle, you know, when something goes unplanned, I should say, or the wrong way, you know? Mm-hmm. Oh man, I wasn't prepared for that. I'll say that much.
Yeah, it's like, what prepares you in life for the unexpected? Like, how do you develop resilience when you really don't need it yet? You're just building up this bank account of resilience so that when really bad things happen, it's like, oh, okay. Like, that's something we've been trying to teach Ava. Something will break, or, you know, something she's building will fall and crash, and she's instantly like, oh no, this is bad. But we're trying to celebrate. Yeah, it's okay. No problem. I'll never forget reading about, I don't know if I read it or watched her do an interview, but Sarah Blakely, the CEO, founder of Spanx, said her dad would not celebrate her successes as a child. He would only celebrate her failures. And I'm like, that is profound. So how do we do that, you know, as friends, as family? Well, really both, but few people anymore will celebrate your successes. I think everybody seems to be so petty, and maybe they're not happy in their own life.
I know, that's unfortunate.
It's like
that's
you drive up in a brand new, I don't know, Corvette or fancy something. People are like, oh, how'd you get the money to afford this? Rather than, wow, this is so fun. Let's go for a ride.
Yeah, like you don't feel like people are genuinely excited for you or interest or, you know, yeah, that's true.
It's like pettiness reigns, and it's like, oh man, come on. Let's be happy for each other. Everybody's in a season. Maybe it's not your season of life to have great things happen. Maybe it's the low season, but boy, it's good to have friends around in both the highs and the lows.
Yeah,
so,
I agree.
Anyway, yeah. But that was a good lesson. I had a similar one this week that I met a gentleman who literally broke down in our town and somehow got a hold of me, and he still don't know how that all worked out. He was looking for churches and my numbers on
the church's
website.
Oh, and called you. Oh, okay.
I need some help. Anyway, I go pick up this guy, drive him to where he's going to be. I kind of felt like, what's that Bible story about? Is it the Good Samaritan where he pays for his inn?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I kind of felt like that because, you know, hotels like, you have to pay, give us your credit card. And I'm like, all right. And it was like, wow, such a privilege to be able to help somebody. But this guy had literally been told he was going to die. He dropped everything and he went across the country to see his family one last time. And he was coming back through. He said he basically spent all his money. He got sick in the hospital. And, oh man, it was like heart-wrenching. But it kind of, again, on this example of resilience, like, you don't know when that unexpected moment's going to happen. And this guy, he dropped everything to go see the people he loved. So, yeah, build the resilience, build the habits before you actually need them, right?
I know, and it's easy to say that. Sometimes, you know, maybe you haven't gone through a lot of life experience that tests you. But I think it's good to maybe, yeah, even learn from others or from stories and that kind of thing so that you have an idea, okay, well, if this happens to me, like, maybe this is what I can do or how I can be or...
That's right.
You know, huh. Oh, I liked that. I didn't realize, where was the gentleman from originally?
Florida.
Okay. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's hard. That's hard.
It was hard.
Yeah. Well, I am glad you got to help him, and I'm glad our animals were okay.
Yeah, so that's me too.
Good.
Me too.
So that's good. Well, we will be back with more stories next week, but thank you always for listening, and we're always so grateful for your support, and it's great to be able to kind of chat and share a little bit about our experiences. So
we love you long time.
Okay, from our happy formerly 2 years, have a good day.